November. So here we go. Are you ready for a show, Ember? Let's do a show! It is the Curlcast. I am Carell. So very glad you are joining me. Internationally renowned talk show host Charles Carell Boulay. I sound like I'm phasing. You guys don't understand what that means, but I sound like I'm phasing, and I don't know where would that be coming from. Phasing would mean that two separate audio sources. Two separate audio sources are going through my computer, and it says it's not. So we're just going to have to go with it. So glad you are joining me today. If it sounds weird, let me know, okay? If you're in the chat room or wherever you are, if it sounds odd, let me know. Because to me, I sound like I'm phasing. I sound like I'm doubling my vocal, which in theater is something marvelous. I don't know what to do about it. So I'm just sort of hoping for the best. I'm hoping that it's not terrible and that you can't really hear it and that it's just me. All right. I have to start off with something that just happened to me. And I had to call and apologize to someone at a store. And I didn't want to really call and apologize, but you know when you have a friend, like a friend that does retail, and that friend is on the phone with you, and they hear you in a difficult retail situation, and then you basically, well, how do I say this? You basically are rude to the retail person, and that person that's in retail hears you be rude. And so anyway, I was. But to me, it really exemplifies kind of what's wrong with America right now. Because we hear complaints from retail stores every day. Stores are closing. Stores are closing. Malls are closing. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, you hear that every single day. Okay, great. I understand there's a problem there. You know, but that being said, did you ever stop to think there's a reason? Okay. Thank you, Melanie Hines, for telling me it sounds fine. And Karen Stout Hutton and Dwana G. Horner. All of you telling me it sounds fine. Carter and everybody at reallycarell.com and over at Facebook. How do I make this sound not like I'm an a-hole? I don't really know how to do that. I do not sound like an a-hole. I was an a-hole. So here I go. You know that I have a problem with retail. And for those of you that follow my show, you know that one of the most requested things I do on air and in my book, You Can't Say That, was the 5 rules of customer service. Okay. I am a big fanatic about bad customer service. It drives me mad. You have one job on this ship, and, you know, it's to serve me. That doesn't sound rude. You're in customer service. I'm a customer. This is how the relationship is supposed to work. So I, in an effort of trying to... Now, look, I've discovered the wonders of Amazon, okay? I am on the late freight when it comes to Amazon. In the last 4 months, I've ordered more from Amazon than ever in my life. God, it's easy. It's easy. You can check pricing. It's easy to return stuff. I see why they're winning. Okay, I get it. And you can type in exactly what you want. For instance, yesterday at a grocery store, I wanted no salt added sardines in water. Does that sound so hard? Just some fish in a can. No salt added sardines because Esther likes them. Ember likes them. But you can't have salt and you don't want them in the oil. I went to 2 grocery stores. There weren't any. There was plenty of sardines and tomato sauce and oil and all filled with salt. None with no salt and no oil. Where did I find a whole case of that for $11? Amazon.com. It'll be here tomorrow. So I go this morning, and I hate my studio setup, okay? Brandon, if you're listening, things are changing. I let Brandon, my producer of Carell Life and Segments, move into my studio with me here, A, to keep him close, B, so we could work better together, C, he said if I did that, he wouldn't charge me for filming a lot of the stuff because I would be his office, you know, and not charging him for office space. So it was win, 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 win. Just win all the way around. Well, it ended up my office turned into a storage shed with me over here in the corner in front of a green screen. And then everything outside of this, kind of horrible. just stacked boxes and cameras. And yes, it looked like a working studio, but still, it's not an office. It's not conducive. So this morning, I have to do stuff slowly because of my back. I'm feeling better, as you all can tell. I'm decreasing the pain meds down to almost nothing. I'm really moving towards a life of partial ability instead of disability with your help. So I thought, okay, I'll move just the boxes today. So I did that, and I moved them to a secure place. And now I have a lot more room, and I'm liking it even more in here again. But I hate my desk. My desk is not a desk. My desk is a pub table. That's what it is. Okay, it's a nice big pub table, but it's a pub table. And I have two monitors. Well, I have my computer, my iMac, and then a Dell monitor, plus a Samsung 27-inch hanging off the wall. So I have three monitors to run my show. So I thought, okay, I need SodaStream. Now, a gentleman donated hundreds of dollars to Career Life and Segments. One of the things that we have here at the house is SodaStream, because I like carbonated water, club soda, so I don't drink sugary sodas. It's $15 a bottle for the air. We've been out, and I don't spend money on things like that when I don't have money. So I haven't really spent any money on it. Well, I got, you know, this hundreds of dollars in the mail, not thousands, but hundreds, and I thought, I'm going to splurge on a few things. So I went on Amazon to order the SodaStream, and it said it wouldn't be here till July 6th. I said, well, Staples sell them, so let me see, you know, what's up with Staples, okay? So I go online, and they have them in the store. They say, yes, we have them here in stock. Six bottles of compressed air for your, you know, carbonating goodness. And I think, great. Then when I empty out this office this morning, I realize I have to reconfigure my space in order to like it more. And one of the things I have to do is get that monitor off the desk. There are $40 alternatives, arms, to put the monitor on. So I thought, wow, Staples will have that. They'll have my air. I'll be able to go to a brick and mortar, support a brick and mortar, and get the stuff I want today instead of waiting plus wasting packaging and resources to get it here. Win, 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 win. So I go online, staples.com. I type in, you know, arm for monitor. Oh, yes, they've got two different kinds in stock. Great. Okay, at this store, just go to the store. Okay, great. Then I type in SodaStream air canisters. And they've got six in stock, and I'm thinking, great, okay, great. So Ember and I drive, and Ember, who got the iFetch yesterday, which we have to tell you all about, she already ate the balls for the iFetch. They're little tennis balls, and she destroys those. So they're gone. So I wanted to get different rubber balls today for her iFetch machine, which throws the ball. It's so much fun. Oh, my God. Her and I had so much fun yesterday when we got the iFetch. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's out of the Bay Area. It's a local company, and they're so cool. But anyway, so I was there at Staples. So I walk in. Now, I've gone online, and I've typed in, you know, and it's all there at my store. All of it's there at the Staples, according to their website. So I go in to Staples, and I say, hi, hi, I'm here for three bottles of air and an arm for a monitor. The guy that greets me says, we don't have that. He doesn't look at anything. He just looks at me and says, we don't have that. I almost felt like when I was at the Chart House in Monterey and they didn't want to serve me because I was gay. I was like, well, shouldn't you at least look? You know, shouldn't you at least, you know, I don't know, look to see if you have the stuff? Maybe it's just me, but maybe, just maybe. So I said, well, could you look? Because I did look online, you know. And he said, okay, I'll look. But, you know, so why don't you go see that guy over there? So, okay. I walked to the next gentleman. Hello, I was told to see you. I called, or I went online. I need three bottles of SodaStream Air, and I need an arm, you know, for the desk, for a monitor. Well, we don't have that stuff here. Well, sir, it says you do online. Oh, well, you're going to have to go over and see that woman at the counter. Okay. Well, now Ken calls for our morning call, and I've patched in Karen. That's what I do every morning. It's Karen and Ken and me. And so they're on their morning call now. It's a little after 10. So they hear me interact with this woman. She's now the third woman that I've been to. I just want three bottles of air and an arm for my monitor, which Staples said they had. So I'm asking this third woman now. And she said, well, let me go back and see the monitor. I said, look, at this point, the monitor arm is not important. I already have one on order from Amazon. I just wanted a second one for my studio. So you know what? That's fine. Let's just get the Air. Oh, well, I have to, you know, really go through the storage area and get those bottles. They're not easily accessible. Now, I needed to know that. Why? I don't care. If that is your job, you're being paid to do it, why would you complain to me? But anyway, whatever. I say, well, you know, I'll wait. So I said, I'll go shopping while you look for the bottles. And I'm trying to give her some time, right? So I go shopping. Right there at the back of the store is a standing desk, albeit a cheaply made standing desk, but it looks cute, for $99 on sale. And I'm like, oh my God, that guy sent me $700. I'm going to buy this desk. It's $99. And I just the thought of doing that, just spur of the moment, was so weird to me. So I said, I want it. So I took the, and there it is on display. There it is all set up. On top it says, $99 on sale from $149. You know, wonder if, so I said, great. So I grab the thing and I go up front and I say, you know, I'd like this desk while waiting for you to find the water. What does she turn to me and say? Oh, I'm sorry, we probably don't have any. I said, what? It's right there. It's on display. She goes, well, we can't sell you the display. I said, why not? She says, oh, we have to hire a company to set them up. I'm like, what? And I said, well, I'm sure you have it because it's on display and there's nothing that says online only or whatever. I'm sure you wouldn't put an item out for sale that you don't have in the store. She goes, oh, yeah, we have tons of items out for sale that we don't have in the store. I said, that's just stupid. She said, pardon me? I said, that's dumb to bring us in here, show us all this stuff, and then we say, okay, we want it, and then you tell me I've got to wait till tomorrow to have it. If I wanted to wait till tomorrow to have it, I would have ordered from Amazon.com. So they go back, and sure enough, they don't have the desk in stock. They won't sell me the one on the floor. I'm like, all you've done this entire time is tell me how you can't sell me, you can't take my money. I want to give you money. I want to walk out of here with products. You're not letting me. So then she says, well, sir, we can have it delivered tomorrow. I'm like, whatever. And that made me angry. But at this point, I like the little standing desk. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go up there. Now, I don't think I'm going to get it tomorrow. I really don't. And I go up there. And then she can only find one bottle of Air, but tells me that's better for me because if I bring in my empty bottles, it'll be half price. So instead of $30, it'll be $15. And I'm like, really? It doesn't say that anywhere online. She goes, yeah, that's one of the perks of coming into the store. I'm like, okay, great. So I take one bottle that I went for three bottles of Air and an arm for the desk. I leave with one bottle of Air, no arm for the desk, that's been ordered through Amazon, and a desk that I saw that I wanted that has to wait till tomorrow to be delivered. I about lost my crap. You know, I just about lost it. I thought, why do you even have a brick and mortar, Staples? Why are you even paying the rent on this place? What is the point? And more importantly, the customer service was bad. Hi, can I help you? Yeah, I called on, I got stuff online, and I'm here to pick it up. Oh, we don't have that. First thing out of his mouth. Jesus, come on, at least act like you're looking. I listen to the Karellcast. Well, how do you do that? There's an app for that, honey. That's right, that's what you can tell your friends. Every time they say, oh, I love Karell, I used to love him. How do I listen to him? Say, there is an app for that, and you can get it at any app store that you want. It's the Karellcast, and it's perfectly free. Get it. Go, 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 go.
Feels so good.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. So during this, my friend Ken on the phone says, it's not her fault, you know. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it's not her fault. Stop being rude to her. And I said, I'm not being rude. He goes, you are. You're being very curt to her, and it's not her fault. And I'm like, whatever. I said, Ken, if I can't tell her that I'm upset with her store, who can I tell? If I can't be upset with her, she's the person here from the store, then who can I be upset with? You're telling me that I can never be upset or curt with someone if they're doing something wrong. And that's what's wrong with America. You know, this morning someone posted online that, you know, a big article. My friend Mel Baker, who used to work with me at KGO. And it's an article that says we shouldn't hate Trump supporters and we shouldn't look at them as idiots. We should try to look at the reasoning and the logic that they have and try to bring them back into the fold. I said, why? You know, and this writer said, maybe that, you know, if you were out of a job and you... I said, oh, sure, if I were a Jew in Nazi Germany and I weren't working and I, you know, and I saw all this stuff going on, I probably would say, yeah, yep. You know, no, I'm not a Jew. I'm sorry. If I were a German, in Nazi Germany. And I saw the Jews getting work, and I saw the Jews making money, and I saw the Jews having a life that I didn't have, then sure, I probably would have been pro-Hitler. I said, but I'm sorry. I don't have to like Trump supporters, nor do I have to excuse their behavior. They are causing the demise of my nation. And this is the problem. People don't love America enough to hate the people that are poisoning it. We have been told our whole lives that you should never, ever, that there's always two sides to every story. There's always a middle ground. No, there's not, actually. Trump supporters are a danger to America. Our position in the world today, according to new reports out today, is at an all-time low. Everybody hates us. The world has gone back to hating us, and it's their fault. Now, you're telling me I'm supposed to like them and accept them and welcome them into the fold? I suppose people were told they should like those who supported Hitler or the people who support Stalin. And the comparisons are real. They're accurate historically. You cannot tell me I can't make them anymore, because I could tell you how, you know, point for point, this guy is duplicating the Hitler regime, the Nazi regime, the Department of Propaganda, making the news seem fake, you know, delegitimizing the media, delegitimizing, you know, anything that spoke out against him. All the different things, putting your oligarch friends in power. This guy is a modern day Stalin or Hitler. Now, that's just the way it is. And I don't have to not be upset with people who support him because they're out of a job or they're this. Well, screw them. Become educated. Put a little common sense in your head. Well, you can't hate them for being ignorant. Yes, I can. If someone is ignorant and commits a crime, they go to jail for that crime. Ignorance is not an excuse for a crime. And if ignorance is not a palatable defense for a crime, then it is not a defense for supporting Donald Trump. If you can't say to a judge, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong, I didn't know I was breaking the law, they still sentence you. Because ignorance is not an excuse. And I'm sorry, in terms of Trump supporting, ignorance is not an excuse. School yourself or sit the hell down and shut the hell up. And that's that. We have a nation to save here. This is all hands on deck. The Titanic is sinking. Another thing I said today, someone said, our really great country, stop saying America is great. It's not. It's like telling yourself you're well when you have stage 4 cancer. You're not. You need to fight it. You need to rally. Stop acting like we're fine. We're not fine. We are a dying patient on life support. We could go either way. We were once great. We were once spectacular. We were a star athlete. We are now in life support on machines keeping us alive. Whether we get off, recover, and rehabilitate has yet to be seen. We are not a great country. We were. We have the ability to be great, and we are founded on greater principles than ourselves. But that doesn't make us a great country. The incarnation of America right now is not great. Well, why don't you leave? I'd love to. Vancouver is the number 3 most expensive market in the country right now, so I'm not sure I'll be going there. I would love maybe a hee-heek with Karen. I just might. I don't know. One of my dearest friends is honestly moving to Mexico. I could afford to move with her. And do my show from there. And just for a few years while Trump destroys America, live there. And then afterwards, when the dust settles, see if I want to come back here or go someplace else or whatever. But you know what? I'm tired of living a lie, aren't you? We wake up every morning and tell ourselves a lie that our country is great, that it's going to get better, that things aren't as bad as they are. But they are as bad as they are. And who made them that way? Trump supporters. Trump supporters. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Pence. It's not any of them. They are not the problem. They are just being scorpions and doing their stinging. It is the people who are setting those scorpions loose on us. The rank and file Republicans and Trump supporters, and then Congress, Senate, and now the Supreme Court. Those people are supposed to protect us from Donald Trump, and they're not. So screw them. And screw his supporters. This is a civil war. We are fighting for the soul of America. And we do not have to embrace our enemy if when we hug them, they shoot out spears at us. And that's the problem. It's not that I don't want to embrace people with different opinions from me. I just don't want them to stab me. And it's all right, and he's coming on. You gotta listen right now in his little free app. You gotta listen right now in his little free app. All you got to do is go to any app store of your choice and download the Karelcast, and you've got all of me, honey. Whoa, it is the Carell Cast. I am internationally renowned Carell, Charles Raymond Carell Boulle, seen on television, heard on radio, and now, of course, you can buy my single. A true Renaissance entertainer. You can go to my website, reallycarell.com. My video, please watch it for Stronger Together. It's getting great reviews. The popularity on the iTunes store is pegged all the way over to the right. It's getting, there's thumbs up reviews everywhere. There were two haters that posted on the video. I deleted them. I don't need to read that. Neither do you. They're like, what a stupid song. How dumb. What a dumb lyric. Can you feel diversity? It's like, well, obviously you can't. But whatever. I'm not going to leave that stuff there for you to read. So go to reallycarell.com, watch the video, buy the single. It's only 99 cents. Please. I implore you. All right. I haven't gone through the Skype calls. Now, sometimes they're just like sales calls. Like, hi, do you want a vacation resort? Other times, they're listeners calling. But I never know which. So I just go unscreened. So let's do that. This will be fun. The number is 213-985-3527. 213-985-3527. These are unscreened. They could be anything. Sales calls, bill collectors, listeners. Could be anything. 213-985-3527. Let's go to it and see what's up.
Hi, Carell. I'm terribly sorry. this is the third time I've called because I can't be succinct enough, it seems.
Oh.
We're talking about, I wanted to comment, you know, on you saying you were an empath.
An empath,
because,
yes.
I have one other person I know that is an empath. And it's hard.
It's terribly hard.
Being an empath is very, very hard.
It is.
Like I said, when I found out about what happened to Pippa and you, and
I know everyone forgets that I got ran over too, not just Pippa, but I was hit. You know, I still have PTSD. I do. It is time I move off of 7th Street, people. I walk by the corner where Pippa and I were run over every day, and do you know what happens into me every day that I walk by there? The anger about how many people today will be killed on a crosswalk. 12 people today will die. In America, 12. That's one every 2 hours dies in America. Seniors, kids, an untold amount of pets on our crosswalks. And every time I pass the 7th and Temple, every time I see me in the street screaming, lying literally in the street, holding a bloody crumpled dog as it bleeds out all over me. I see the blood circling the drain in the shower every time I shower. You guys think that it's just something to talk about on the radio, that it's something that's... You guys, every time I shower, I still see the blood circling the drain. Every time. Every time I pass 7th and Temple, I hear the sound of my little girl being crumpled by that tire. I see Attila flying through the air as I pull him away from the front of the vehicle, and I see myself almost going under the front. If it weren't for my little dog that saved my life. That causes trauma. That causes stress. And like America, we don't expect me or anyone to deal with it, nor do we do anything about it. We know that 12 people a day die on crosswalks. We will not separate cars and traffic. We just won't. We now know that cars are being used to run into people as terror weapons of mass destruction. We'd still do nothing to separate people and cars. We are such a stupid race sometimes. We have these problems right in front of us, and we won't do anything about it. 213-985-3527 is the number. I never know what you're going to say. Here's another call. Could be a telemarketer. Could be a listener. Never know.
Internal Revenue Service.
Oh.
The reason behind this call is to inform you that IRS is filing the lawsuit against you to get more information.
See, that's a fake number. That's one of those scams. Because the IRS isn't filing a lawsuit against me. If they were, I'd be receiving stuff in the mail. Not what they want me to call some number, right?
Internal Revenue Service. The reason behind this call is to inform you that IRS is filing the lawsuit against you.
Mm-hmm.
To get more information, try to reach on our immediate department number, which is 803-219-3338.
That's not the IRS.
I repeat, 803-219-3338.
Should we call it?
Thank you.
Should we call that number back and see what answers? You want to? Or would that? Do you think that will put our phone on some sort of list or something? We should call, because we know it's not the IRS. We know that's a scam. The IRS would call and say, this message is for, you know, Charles Boulay or Corel Media or whatever. They wouldn't call and say, you know, this message is for whoever answers, the IRS is suing you. So it's a scam. This is now, if I call back, they will pull up some sort of figure or some sort of number to give them, to send them, to stop the lawsuit, which isn't real. Yeah, this is that call right there is exactly, and I guarantee if we call, it's going to sound real. That's right. If I call them right now, it's going to sound, these people are good. It's going to sound like the IRS. Why? Because they're good. The IRS would never give you an 803 number. You know, in fact, what is it? 803-219-3338. Let's type that in to the web. IRS scam and type in that number. I bet it pops up. Watch them say, no, it's really the IRS. They're really suing me. God knows for what. I don't have any back taxes. IRS scam phone number 803-219-3338. Let's see what pops up. Aha! Don't call this number. This call was a recording saying the IRS is filing a lawsuit against me. It is a scam. It is an unsafe call. So right here, you guys wonder, what do those calls sound like when somebody calls? Here is what a scam call sounds like. Here it is, right here.
Internal Revenue Service, the reason behind this call is to inform you that IRS is filing the lawsuit against you. Mm-hmm. To get more info.
Should we call them and say, I'm turning you over to the police? Let's do this. Let's just say, look, you're fake. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't call the number back. Call phone. Yep, you can't. Do they leave a number on there? Do
I Internal Revenue Service.
Someone dropped
this
down
in the chat
room.
The reason behind this call is to inform you that IRS is filing the lawsuit against you.
Okay,
to get more information, try to reach on our immediate department number, which is 803-219-3338. I repeat, 803-219-3338. Thank you.
You can't call that number from a Skype number, which means they only want you to call from a cell so they can scam more of your information. Yeah, see, with Skype, they won't let me call, which means it is even more of a scam. So I can't even call them. So that's a scam. That's what it sounds like. Should you ever get that call, ignore it. All right, let's check other calls at 213-985-3527. 213-985-3527. As I said, they're unscreened. So whatever happens, happens. Here we go. Another 213-985.
Stronger together. Hey, Corel. Singing in Philadelphia.
Singing my song.
I haven't called you in a while. I miss you, boo. I've been kind of discouraged because...
Who hasn't?
You know, they might put this horrible health care bill.
Nope, health care is dead.
They call it a health care bill.
Dead.
Come on. It's a tax cut for the wealthy.
It's dead.
It's a gutting.
They have postponed the vote
poor.
Till after July 4th recess. It's dead.
I work with everyone, basically. I work in a hospital, and I have for the last 30 years. And, you know, we take care of everyone. You come in with a gunshot wound, we take care of you, honey.
Good,
okay?
Thank you. I'll need it.
We don't worry about reimbursement. That's for the...
rich people.
Reimbursement department, and believe me, we have many people dedicated to getting reimbursement, and it's all such bullshit. What is the matter with this country?
I don't know. See, that's my problem. That's the problem I'm having. I don't know what the matter is. Common sense is right in front of us. Thank you, guest number 408, for saying the video is awesome over at reallycorel.com. What a great group of chatters we have there every day. If you're not taking part of the Corel community, when I'm on air or off air, the chat room is 24/7. The community is there for you. It's you can reach out to people there and talk. There are like-minded individuals, progressives. Not everybody is screaming liberal. Differences of opinions are welcome. So that's at reallycorel.com, and I welcome you all and thank you all. I am there every day. I am also at facebook.com, by the way. I do log in to the Facebook feed to read your comments, and we're going to try to add Periscope to it as well. Staples stores are closing. Someone commented on Facebook, and I can see why now. The service I got today, I'm sorry. I went there wanting to spend money. Y'all turned me away. All right, let's go back to the calls at 213-985-3527. 213-985-3527. They're unscreened. I never know what you're going to say. You're more than welcome to call about any topic. Let's see what this person says to me.
Hi, Carell. This is Nikki, Nicolette Noyes. I'm a bit behind on the podcast.
Hi, Nicolette.
I'm listening to the one on June 12th, and you were talking about Joanna and Chip Gaines.
Yes, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I think you should continue watching, though, because a lot of times in business, people do not take a political stance for one reason or another.
I understand.
My parents were importing books from China, and although they were very pro-China, they didn't say that.
Right.
They didn't say that because they were not pushing a political line because we had a Treasury Department license and we could have been
taken away from you. Yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
So my cat, one of my cats, was meowing.
Quite all right.
Anyway,
you know, Ember barks all the time.
So, and here comes the dog too. Anyway, that's what I think. I think that whatever their personal feelings are, they're not bringing it out in public for whatever reason. But hopefully, they are dealing with everybody in an equal way. Now, if you find out that they really are rabid homosexuals and they're not going to have anybody on their show, then yeah, I'd say to hell with them.
Right. And see, that's the problem I'm having. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the most popular home improvement person on Twitter or Facebook is Joanna Gaines. She has surpassed Martha Stewart, all of them, Rachel, all of them, Rachel Ray, everybody. Joanna Gaines. And her husband, Chip, is number seven. Now, they go to a church that is rabidly homophobic. The preacher believes in reparative therapy, and meaning I can be fixed, and they have the hate the sin, love the sinner sort of attitude. They have not denounced their church, nor have they stopped going to it. However, they have not agreed with the preacher either. So they don't agree with him, and they haven't denounced him either. On the show, they have not had any same-sex couples at all. Now, they've both made a statement, both HGTV and Chip and Joanna Gaines Magnolia Homes, that all people are welcome on the show. They've also made a statement that they're about building bridges and about they're restorers and builders. They're not people to tear things down. That being said, this goes back to what I said in the first thing, that we don't have to forgive Trump supporters. When it comes to a matter of human rights, okay, when it comes to a matter of acknowledging that another person is human and worthy of the same benefits and life that you are, we're not talking about politics here. This is not political. Saying that a human being, that their very essence can be altered through some sort of reparative therapy, that's not politics. That's an insult to someone's very DNA and genetics. Therefore, if you are going to be on a home improvement show, which skews gay, and you're going to be on a network that skews gay, and it's revealed that you go to this big homophobic church, I feel, and maybe I am wrong here, I feel that you actually should have to state your stance on that, whether you agree or disagree with the preacher. Now, you might say that our personal beliefs are ours, which they have said, but then say, however, when it comes to equal rights, we feel all people are equal. They haven't even said that. So the other day, it was on, Fixer Upper, and I wanted to watch it. And I turned it on. And now that I know that the beginning is all fake, they don't pick out one of the houses at the beginning. They already have the house picked up. Coupled with the church that they go to, I couldn't do it. I couldn't watch it, and I was sad. I enjoyed that show. But now I will find good gay people on HGTV that are fixing things up instead of them. Darling, you can't call it a smartphone if you don't have the free CorelCast on it, because the CorelCast app turns the smartness of your phone from zero to genius with just a launch of a button. FYI, it may pop up that I collect stuff, but I don't. It's a free app, and I keep your anonymity. It is the Carell Cast. I am Charles Raymond Carell Boulle, internationally known entertainer, TV, and radio star. So glad I'm here to be with you today. Also writer. I always forget that, but God, I write a lot. All right, before we go, the GOP health care bill has been postponed till after the recess. When they come back, it's dead. It's dead. They'll have to either come up with something new again or just, you know what they should do? Okay, let me just shock you all here. Yes, Obamacare needs reform. Okay, shock, shock, shock that you all think I'm agreeing with them. I don't agree with them. I agree that it needs reform. There are parts of it that are bad. They had to implement, but the bad parts came from the Republicans. Okay, all the concessions, all the bad things in the bill were bad things that were put there by the Republicans back when the bill went through. So yes, there are things that need to change. The Koch brothers need to stay out of it. They're the ones who want the medical device tax repealed. Okay? The Koch brothers make millions manufacturing medical devices. They don't want to pay a tax on each device to help pay for health care. It cuts into their profits. Now, they can afford it, but they don't want to do it. So that's where some of that's coming from. The Koch brothers, believe it or not. They don't want the tax on the equipment they manufacture. The other thing are the premiums. If you are a person like my friend Hannah, who makes over $100,000 a year, but you need to buy into the program because you don't have private through your employer, she pays $900 a month or $13,000 a year for health insurance. Now, that's a bit much. I mean, even though she's making $100,000 a year, $1,000 a month for health insurance, now that needs to be fixed, okay? And there are other things in it that do need to be fixed. But it's, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Google has been slapped with a huge fine by the EU, $2.8 billion. That's a tip on the check to them. They can afford it. Don't worry about Google. They've got the money. Supreme Court has upheld part of his travel ban. They basically said, look, if you're a traveler and you've got business in this country, you can still come in. Or if you know somebody, you can come in. But if you're just some errant Muslim, no, you can't. It's so sad. It's sad. It's wrong. It's sad. Europe's once positive worldview of the United States has slipped. Only 21% of people in the United Kingdom like the United States. That's really sad. That's very sad. Sad. Another cyber attack is spreading in Europe. They believe that it's Russia again. CNN had three journalists resign. They got something wrong, I guess. I guess an apology is just too much. Alamitos Bay in my area has closed because 75,000 gallons of sewage has spilled into the ocean. Great. Great. Uber is trying to roll out new stuff. A lot of people say it should just be shut down. The Harvard Business Review said, Uber can't be fixed. It's time for regulators to shut it down. That's pretty strong. However, after talking to now probably over 100 Uber drivers, I've probably taken Uber at least 50 times, I have to say that it's really a terrible thing. And here's why it's terrible. People who are desperately poor that have a car are going out and pimping themselves at all hours of the day and night to make money or extra money. And the company is just raping them. You know what? Yesterday, I took an Uber from my house to the grocery store. The entire ride was $3.80, which means the guy's getting probably like $1.20, $1.30 to drive me, you know, a couple miles. That's, you can't make enough money that way. So there's a lot of problems with Uber, although a new feature is pretty cool. You can order a ride for someone that doesn't have a smartphone or just one of your contacts. So if you want to bring your mom or dad over or your grandparents or someone that doesn't use Uber and you want to call a car for them to come, it's great because that is a great feature. All right, let's look at the most popular in the Bay Area before we go. California cities land on the worst places to live list. Many California cities, by the way, because of the price of living. That's what made them the worst place to live. Girl who died in Land's End Fall was in closed area ignored. All warnings. So, in other words, she was an idiot and died. No offense to her family. But if you ignore the warnings and then you die, you know. The best hidden gems and secret spots in San Francisco. In other words, places you can actually afford a donut. Victim beaten with hammer and robbed of ukulele in San Francisco. I'm only in San Francisco. Could that headline exist? And Hayward homicide suspect nabbed at Marin County Hotel. That's the Bay Area. Now, I know I've heard many places outside of the Bay Area, but I'm still very partial to my loves up there. So I just want to give you an idea of what's happening in the Bay Area. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Salon doesn't hurt anybody. It's only Tuesday. God, over this week, I get a new desk tomorrow. I get an arm for the desk on Thursday. That my whole office space. Then I'm going to move the cameras so you can see what I've done. Things are coming along here, and I'm very happy. All right. I love y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Did you want to see Ember before we go? You want to wake up and say hi, Miss Ember? Oh, I know. Here she is, folks. Here's my host, my co-host, Miss Ember. Have a great day, y'all. Did I tell you that I am Carell and that this is Ember? And be who you want to be. Sloan, don't hurt anybody. Okay.
You're listening to The Carell Show.
Come on, Miss Thea, sing! Time will tell. It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell. Internationally renowned talk show host Charles Carell Boulle, heard live from Long Beach, California, Park Howard, my home in my little Tufts studio. All of this from a little Tufts shed that they built me. 12 by 12, bet one of the best gifts I ever got. Well, it wasn't a gift. I advertised for them, but still one of the best that I ever got, and I thank them for it. All right, on today's show, we've got so much already. By the way, if you're chatting with us, it's at reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That website's going to have an exclusive link tomorrow morning on my website, reallycarell.com. You'll be able to watch my video a day before it premieres. So tomorrow, the 21st, you'll be able to watch my video for Stronger Together at the website, reallycarell.com, and only at that website, okay? Starting tomorrow. Chelsea Manning. Boy, you know, we were lied to by Obama, too, by the way, by all of them. Because they all said, remember how horrified they all were at Chelsea Manning? Oh, my God. It was egregious. It's as if she had put us in the most mortal of all danger, that they were lining up their sights on the nukes right now because of the information that Chelsea had distributed. Well, according to a leaked classified memo today, there was a prevailing, how do I say this? The prevailing knowledge was, in this memo, that her leaks did zero. I repeat, zero. Cero. Zero. To endanger national security. The government knew all along, okay, they knew all along that her leak put us in no, her leak, don't even, put us in no danger at all. At all. They knew this. And they still painted her a villain. They still sent her to jail, put her in solitary confinement for all but an hour a day for years. Okay, we're not talking for months. For over a year, 2 years. So much so that Amnesty International said that her treatment was inhumane and third world. Okay? You can look it up. We basically tortured Chelsea Manning. We made him live as a him, okay? Then when he wanted to become she and transition, we made him stay in a male prison. Still isolated, 23 hours a day. No human contact except 1 hour a day to go out and exercise alone. Okay? Alone. And treated like the biggest enemy since Boris and Natasha Musenskwa. So, I don't know if you, I mean, we should feel really badly, actually. Now that this has been released, that there was no threat, no danger. I mean, don't you just feel horrible about it? I do. But nothing will happen. The people that jailed her, nothing will happen. Look at Edward Snowden. Why? Snowden should be let back into the country. He really should. Nothing. You know what? I bet there's a memo out there right now that says the same thing about Snowden's info as it does Chelsea Manning. Said it didn't really. The cutie. Snowden, all his information did was embarrass the government. That's what his information did. Embarrass the government. That's why the government wants him as an enemy. It embarrassed them. It told everyone that the NSA was snooping on us like a jealous ex. Okay? And that's why. So Chelsea Manning, and now I really feel there should be a movement to get Edward Snowden back. You know, to let him live in our country free of prosecution as a whistleblower. Unless they prove that his information caused some sort of danger, there's no reason for him to be in exile. And the only danger his information caused, as far as I can see, was to the NSA and to the government and not to endanger American lives. So, as far as I'm concerned, Now that we know Chelsea Manning was no threat, we can't believe them. Okay, we cannot believe them. This proves it. They lied right to our faces, and I know we're used to that. But now to have it released that this memo said she was of no danger. So they knew this all along. They knew the info was causing no problem whatsoever, and they lied right to our faces. You can't believe a word any of them say, Republicans or Democrats now. You really can't. They're all just opportunistic, and they're all just going to say whatever they want to say. I don't know about you, but that's pretty embarrassing. You know, the things we talk about and we should talk about and don't. You know, like the Carrie Fisher thing. Why is it in this country, the minute we see drug use, we discount the individual? And yet we all use drugs. I don't understand that. We consume 80% of the world's opiates. We consume more antidepressants than any other country. Someone's taking these drugs. We consume more coffee, more cigarettes, more pot. So, you know, someone is taking these drugs. So who are these people to get outraged at Carrie Fisher? I don't understand. You know, who's the one on the moral high ground? You know, no one has any moral high ground anymore. Democrats don't have any moral high ground. Republicans don't have any more. No one does. Moral high ground in this country has just been lost by just about everybody, because now everybody is pretty much just a mess. Even the gays, we have no more. Now we're fighting amongst ourselves over our rainbow flag, a settled icon. The flag is settled business, you know? And now we're fighting over a brown or a black stripe in it that nobody wants because someone said it would be a good idea to put race in a rainbow flag? You know, we're arguing about all the wrong things, and we're so quick to argue now. Again, Hannah was having this talk, my friend, over in Hawaii just yesterday when she was vacationing with another couple there. And she was saying that, you know, everyone is now saying people are too quick to argue about everything. Like Carrie Fisher. Oh, there's a big controversy now online. You know, leave her alone. Stop. You know, she was open about this. How dare, even, you know, her children have said, look, my mom was open about her mental illnesses. She was open about her drug use. Why does this matter to anybody? Why are you dragging her through the mud after she's dead because of this? So now there's a fight online as to whether they should be dragging her through the mud or not, because we have to argue about everything. Just everything. The sky is blue. No, it's not, because the sky isn't blue. The sky is blue because you perceive it as blue. It is not actually blue. To a dog, the sky is not blue. To a bird, the sky is not blue. To a fish, the sky is not blue. Because the sky isn't blue. It's blue because of what we have in our eyes. You know, we perceive the distance of the light and all of that stuff, reflections of oceans. It's not really blue. Take a picture of the sky with your camera set at regular exposure. Throughout the day, you will see the sky is a myriad of colors. So we really could argue that the sky is not blue. And nowadays, people, I would. You know, I'm all for a good argument. Believe me, I am. But you have to be arguing for something. You know, about something. And I've had an argument where I've totally changed my mind right in the middle. Alan Colmes made me change my mind once. God bless him. Rest his soul. I didn't think there should be a mosque at Ground Zero. Remember that when that controversy happened? And I thought, no way. Then Alan Colmes came on my show. Told me the mosque was several blocks away. I still argued with him. And then the minute he told me that there were other churches there, Catholic churches, Protestant churches, whatever, the minute he said that there were other churches around Ground Zero, that's it, changed my mind. I said, oh, well then they have to allow a mosque. So I'm not, you know, my mind can change. I'm certainly open in the middle of an argument to change my mind. And I've done it many a time. That's the point of an argument. You argue your side, they argue their side, you all try to come up with a solution. Well, not anymore. Now there's headlines at The Advocate that say, if you don't agree with this changing of the flag, you're the problem. Oh yeah, that's going to win me over to your side. Call me the problem. You know, yeah, that's brilliant. Now we fight, and we fight over really stupid stuff. Like we're fighting over health care right now in the Senate. They're fighting over your health care. And every time I heard one of their objections, oh, premiums are tripling, insurance companies are dropping out, it had nothing to do with you or your health care. It only had to do with insurance companies. They are changing our entire health care system because insurance companies want to rape the government for premiums. Insurance companies want to be allowed to drop people. Everything they said this morning about their objections to Obamacare were caused not by Obamacare, not by the legislation, but by the insurance companies. So what are they going to do to fix that? Punish us. They're going to capitulate to the insurance companies and punish us. Instead of punishing the insurance companies and making them reduce their rates, telling them, you're not going up on these premiums. If you do, we are going to just paper you to death. We're going to expect all of your financial records. We're going to drag you through the mud if you do this. Oh, go ahead and do it, you know, Aetna. Go ahead and do it, Blue Cross. You're going to face audits. You're going to face this. You're going to face that. You're going to face regulations. We are the government. But no. It's like I said at the beginning of the show. No one is willing to stand up for us and say, okay, we know who the enemy here is. The insurance companies. Not the people who need the insurance. But the Republicans are on the side of the insurance companies. So right now, they are sitting debating whether or not you deserve health care. While we debate, for instance, in the first press conference today, Sean Spicer, who's on his way out, was asked if the president believes that Russia interfered in our election, what 16 counterintelligence agencies now say happened. And he said he didn't know. He would have to ask the president. 2 weeks ago, Sean Spicer was asked, does the president believe in global warming, yes or no? He still says, I haven't had a chance to ask the president about that yet. The president can tweet about everything from a hangnail on down the line, but he can't be asked. Maybe Sean Spicer should ask him on Twitter. Maybe that's how Sean Spicer should start talking to the president on Twitter. Because it's obvious that if Sean can't go into the Oval and just ask him, hey, do you believe in global warming, yes or no? Hey, do you think the Russians interfered on Odessa? Yes or no? If he obviously can't do that, and yes or no is within 140 characters, which is all that Donald Trump can understand, so if Spicer can't do that, then maybe he should tweet him. Because these are just ridiculous things. So as they fight to take away your health care, as they destroy the environment, grant pipeline accesses, just do all kinds. Oh, and his AIDS panel said that they're quitting. 6 members of his AIDS panel are quitting because they said he does not care about HIV or AIDS. So as we have all of this happening, what is America talking about? They're talking about, is Sean Spicer going to keep his job? Not whether they're going to have a job or not. They're talking about where Meliana is living and where Barron is living, instead of the fact that they can't afford to live where they're living. It is amazing the dialogue we're having in this country right now and how far away it is from anything that affects us. You know, people of color will argue with gays about changing the pride flag, and meanwhile, they're taking that energy when it could be used to, maybe make housing more fair and equal, maybe make access to healthcare more fair and equal, a lot of other things that need your attention, but not a pride flag. But liberals won't stand up to liberals. We can't stand up to each other as liberals and say, you know what, your cause, you know, you're well-intentioned, but sit your ass down. You know, we just can't do that. I don't know why. We can't look at some liberals and say, you are well-intentioned, but you need to sit your ass down and hush because you're fighting the wrong battle, you're making the wrong enemies. You know, we can't do that. And now that we are at a civil war, it is an undeclared civil war. America is not civil. We are mean to each other. We are so quick to fight with each other. Road rage, they're saying, killed some woman out or some person out in front of a mosque. Not the one in London, but over here. I mean, we're just dropping like flies from things like road rage. 1,300 children a year are killed by legal guns. That's a big story everyone's talking about. Oh, 1,300 kids are killed a year. Well, that's nice, but I don't care. I don't care. How many people are killed a year? You know, if you're under 18, you're not special to me. Okay, a life is a life. If you shoot a toddler or a senior, to me, it's the same horror. Okay? If you murder a 5-year-old or a 55-year-old with a gun, to me, it's the same horror. So I don't care that 1,300 kids die every year. I care that 38,000 Americans die every year. That's what I care about. And yes, 1,300 of them are kids. If that makes you act any better, okay. But 28 or 29 got massacred in Sandy Hook and we did nothing. So what's another 1,280? You know, who cares, right? All of me. One app for all of me. Just download the app. It's free, you see. And then you'll get all of me. Hey, I've been watching CSI. I feel very Vegas. What can I say? Yeah. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, Charles Carell Boulay, and my sidekick, Ember, the LBC pup, who is about to catch her noon nap, aren't you? Yes, she is. She goes down for the count about 12. Oh, yes, about noon in here. And then she gets up and goes in the house around 1:30 when I do. And then it's sleepy by 2 until 4. Mm-hmm. 2 until 4, nap time. I nap every day, 2 to 4. I don't know if that... I don't know what that does for my career, but around 2:30, I take a nap till about 3:30 or 4. I just do. It's something that's happened to me in the last 20 years. I'm not saying 20 years, 2 years, 3 years. All right, did we cover everything that was on my list? Let me just look, because I had a lot on my list. Carrie Fisher, leave Carrie alone. No moral outrage over Carrie Fisher having drugs in her system. She was open about it. She was a fun actress, a great actress, and a fun individual. You can't take that away just because she had drugs in her. Chelsea Manning. A new memo says what everyone else said, that he was a no danger. He didn't. His information did nothing. It didn't. It didn't harm anybody. So we tortured him for all that time for nothing. And they knew it. The organization torturing him, the U.S. government, knew that what he or she did no damage. They tortured him anyway. Uber is going to let its drivers start being tipped. Good, but I wouldn't tip most of them. No offense. But, you know, America's not known for manners, and neither are Uber drivers. The ultra-left is as bad as the ultra-right. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, extremes on either end, even extremes of good, can often be bad. The first press conference to come out of Trumptonia in weeks, and basically it said nothing except they're gutting our health care bill in secret, and they think that's okay. It's very sad. The Democrats have placed their hope in Georgia today. On this small little race that this guy really doesn't stand a chance of winning. I mean, given the numbers in the district, he cannot win as a Democrat unless Republicans vote for him. So, you know, if he loses, which he's probably going to, the Republicans are going to feel emboldened. And the health care bill will probably be gutted. If the Democrat wins, it could help us in D.C. in terms of just the mood. But I don't think he's going to. And that's sad. We then pay. Everybody in the nation will pay if that Democrat loses, because the Republicans are going to feel like Mighty Mouse. And then they're going to, you know, say this is a mandate, see? And that goes to the other topic that I want to talk about, which is the Civil War in the U.S. and how it actually is raging. We have race wars going on everywhere. We have culture wars going on everywhere. Class warfare, literal warfare, people being killed. People being beaten, killed. Their jobs being taken, their lives being completely gutted. Look at Kathy Griffith. She is, yes, a victim of this civil war. I bet y'all have just forgotten about what she did. You know, now her holding that head just seems so trivial. It occupied the news for 2 days. CNN, MSNBC, all day, Kathy Griffith holds this head. And that was like the biggest news anywhere. Now all of her dates are canceled, and if they rebooked them, people would go to the show. But her life was destroyed in a 2-day news cycle. And now she's spent to deal with the aftermath, and you all have moved on and don't even really care. I'm sure you don't care. No one cares. No one should have cared at the time. Los Angeles Times news alert. Carrie Fisher opened up about her demons and knew she wouldn't have a Hollywood ending. That's a news alert. That Carrie Fisher knew, as a mentally ill drug addict, that she probably wouldn't come to a great end. Okay. But that's news from the L.A. Times. In L.A., where there's a heat wave in all of the country, basically, but the Pacific Southwest, and they say that all of the world is going to get used to these because every place in the world is going to have at least one or two of these a year. It's going to be 123 degrees in Palm Springs. It's going to be 120 in Palm Springs, 123 in Death Valley, and so hot in Phoenix, Arizona today that American Airlines is canceling their flights on many of their planes because the planes are not meant to operate between 117 and 120 degrees. We are having a global warming weather event that is cataclysmic. People are dying, and no one's talking about it. They're acting like it's just the weather heat wave. No, this is part of global warming. This is going to get worse. People will die. And we're creating. And I heard this yesterday. Over the next 75 years, there will be months on end where humans will not be able to spend time outside, no matter where they are, because of the weather, because of the heat and or extreme cold. And I said, that's the description of an uninhabitable planet. When you can't leave your compound, you know, you can't leave the air-conditioned climate-controlled area that you're in, except in another climate-controlled thing to go to another climate-controlled area, that's called an uninhabitable planet. So right under our noses, right in a thing called a weather report, they are pointing out that our planet is becoming uninhabitable. Wow. That's really just what else can be said except wow. I am Carell. It's Tuesday, June 20th. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, 1200 hours Pacific Standard Time. Be here or be square. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. So long, doesn't hurt anybody. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to The Carell Show.